With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRostra. For the sixth time in school history, UConn's men basketball program will hang a championship banner after it pulled away from Purdue to claim the title 75-60 in Glendale, Arizona. Despite 37 points from Boilermakers big man Zach Edey, Tristan Newton scored 20 points for the Huskies, who won their 12th straight March Madness game, and not a single one of them decided by fewer than 13 points. House Speaker Johnson feeling the heat as he decides if and how to funnel more aid to Ukraine.
Johnson has promised lawmakers will take up Ukraine aid first thing this week as they return from their Easter recess. The White House asking for some $92 billion in aid, the lion's share for Ukraine and money also for Israel and defense of U.S. interests in the Indo-Pacific. But some conservative Republicans, most notably Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, opposed tens of billions of dollars in new aid for Ukraine, while little has been done to secure the U.S. southern border. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, a New York appeals court judge rejected former President Trump's request to delay his April 15th hush money criminal trial while he fights to move the case out of Democrat-heavy Manhattan. President Biden today announcing a new plan to knock out unpaid student loan interest for millions of borrowers, including about 25 million people who owe more in interest than their initial loans were worth.
This relief can be life-changing. Life-changing, just as you heard from Ashley. Folks, I will never stop to deliver student debt relief on hardworking Americans, and it's only in the interest of America that we do it. And again, it's for the good of our economy that's growing stronger and stronger, and it is.
Mr. Biden unveiling the proposal at the Madison Area Technical College in Madison, Wisconsin, during a second visit to the Badger State in less than a month. This is SRN News. The incredible shrinking Southern Baptist Convention.
It's still the largest Protestant denomination in the country, but a new report from Lifeway Research finds the SBC lost more than 1,200 churches between 2021 and 2022. Most of those churches simply shut down, but a few decided to leave the denomination. The SBC still boasts about 50,000 congregations and is losing members at a much slower rate than other denominations, but it is not immune to America's gradual turning away from faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tennessee lawmakers passed a bill that would require public school students to watch a video on fetal development produced by a pro-life group. The measure mirrors similar proposals this year in Iowa, Kentucky, Missouri, and West Virginia, all backed by Live Action, a leading pro-life organization. North Dakota was the first state to adopt the idea last year. This is SRN News. In entertainment news, an agreement has been reached to a 60-day timeout in the case of Disney versus Florida.
As part of a settlement deal that Disney reached with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in state court, the theme park will put a two-month pause on its federal suit. Disney's request last Friday to the federal appellate court was motivated by last month's settlement deal involving two Florida lawsuits between Disney and the Central Florida Tourism Oversight District. After DeSantis took over the theme park's governing board, the company and the district began fighting in state court over how Disney World would develop in the future. Disney has since agreed to pause the federal lawsuit, which is being appealed. The district provides municipal services. It was controlled by Disney supporters for close to 50 years until DeSantis' appointees took it over last year. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Be sure to check out more details logging on to SRNnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.